Because my job is to make people laugh.
But that's what this is, though, right? It's a troll. Like, you're just trolling.
No, I'm not trolling.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I think evolution is a fact. No, I'm not trolling.
Okay, evolution, it can't be a fact. It's supposed to be a scientific theory, right?
Yeah, that's what theories are.
It can't be a fact. It's supposed to be a theory.
Yeah, that's what theories are, though.
No, that's not what... See, this is the problem. Mm-hmm. You said things just now like the Old Testament says that the earth is flat. Where?
In a whole bunch of places. I can pull them up for you if you want.
Just one. Yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do. Genesis 1, 6-8, God creates a firmament to separate the waters above from the waters below. So this is a view of the firmament as a dome, a semi-hemispherical dome that literally covers the earth. So, you know, globe earth, a dome doesn't do anything on a globe earth. Just some more verses talking about the dome. And all that.
This is the problem when you don't actually read the text. It's not a dome.
Yes, it is.
The firmament. No.
Yes, it is.
The firmament. Okay. According to Genesis 1, the firmament is the place where the sun, moon, and stars are.
Nope. The firmament was created to separate the chaotic waters above from the chaotic waters below.
And he sets the sun, moon, and stars in the firmament.
It's an actual structure, which is why also in Job 37:18. The firmament is described as hard as a cast metal mirror. It's not saying it's literally made out of metal or that it literally is a mirror, but it's a solid structure.
In Genesis 1, it literally tells you that the sun, moon, and stars are placed in the firmament.
How would that disprove that the firmament is an actual physical thing that God created?
It's not some.
You ever had Jell-O with fruit in it?
It's a space. It's not a physical thing. It's the absence of physics. It's a space.
Then why is it described
two layers of water?
Then why is it used? A space can't separate things. And then later in the Bible, it says, yes, the firmament is a solid structure.
Why do you say silly things?
I'm not saying silly things.
You just said a silly thing. A space can't separate things. That's what space does.
It can't separate water from things. Like if there's water above me, I can't separate it with the space between us. Get out of here with that Dave Matthews Band bullshit. That's actually a great song. I haven't heard that song in forever.
Okay.
The space
come back to
the tears we cry is the laughter keeps us coming back for more.
In Genesis 1, it says that he makes a separation, a firmament between, then there's a layer of water above the firmament and a layer of water below, right?
Yeah, something like that.
And then
he
places the sun, moon, and stars in that firmament.
Yeah, like Jell-O.
What do you mean, like Jell-O?
With bits of stuff in it.
Bits of stuff? Where are you getting this bits of? Why are you making this? It's a space. It's not physical.
I mean, you can say that if you want, but so this is just part of it. Like, if you want to.
You're making the firmament into some like transparent gelatin substance.
No, that's not what I'm doing. But anyways, the earth is described as a disc, not a globe. In Isaiah 40, God sits above the circle of the earth. There are words that they could have used for a ball. Hebrew has those words. They deliberately choose not to use them. That word, chug or chug, I don't know how you say it. The word chug refers to a flat circle like one traced with a compass. I don't remember if this is in Isaiah, but there's a verse where it deliberately talks about God drawing the circle. So the metaphor they use, they combine metaphors with the way they actually thought the world was. So no, God didn't literally draw in the sand the earth, but if you want to understand creating the circle of the earth, you have to understand, well, I draw a circle, right? And the chaotic, like the waters of the earth pre-existed before God began forming them. So God out of the waters of the deep or whatever, created the earth, a flat earth.
Yeah, nowhere in those verses does it say, you're talking about Hebrew poetry and metaphor, and you're saying that means the earth is flat.
They use metaphor, but they use metaphor to reinforce what they actually believe about the world. I think I have here, I have something like this.
Well, it's really irrelevant. It doesn't really matter. That's kind of like a side subject. Anyway,
okay. Real quick, Jacob, I'll let you talk, but I just want to get this out. So this thing about metaphor, I have an upcoming book about this. If you want to get it, for example, in Job
books now.
Well, I've already written two, but for example,
you believe in Job, the universe expanded out of a tiny ball of energy, and you're writing books.
Yes. For example, in Job 9, God moves mountains, quote, without their knowing it, unquote, and makes the earth shake and its pillars tremble. Did the ancient Hebrews think mountains could know anything? No. But did they think God could move mountains? Yes. Did they think God literally shakes the earth? If this verse describes an earthquake, then yes, but it may just be a metaphor for something. Did they think the pillars were real? Yes, that's the other thing about creation, is it talks about the earth being set on pillars. So they use metaphors, they use metaphorical language for the earth, but the metaphors aren't, like in that case, moving mountains without their knowing it. Yeah, God's really moving the mountains, but nobody thinks mountains know things, right? That's the metaphorical part. So yeah, earth has pillars, earth is a flat disc, earth has a dome. And there's metaphor in there, like where it talks about like the four corners or whatever, or God like stretching it out like a sheet or whatever. No, we don't think it was literally a bed sheet. They didn't think the firmament was made out of a bed sheet, but they thought that a firmament was real and it was a dome and the earth was flat and that it actually did sit on pillars.
I'm just saying, if humans came from monkeys, why are there still monkeys? You can't have an atmosphere next to a vacuum. The Big Bang violates the second law of thermodynamics. Everything that's created requires a creator. Show me curvature. There are no missing links. Evolution has never been observed. The Earth is only 6,000 years old.
Yeah, some people thought a lot of different things, but that doesn't mean that there's... Okay, that's
well,
why
God should know better. If God's God, he should know that the Earth isn't flat.
You're talking about an issue of interpretation. Nowhere in the Old Testament does it teach the earth is flat. You're interpreting metaphors because you want the Bible to be untrue. I get that. But that's Hebrew poetry and metaphor. You know as well as I do, if you've actually studied this, that many scholars would disagree and say that the circle of the earth doesn't mean it's flat. It's just the perspective of someone looking at the earth from space. Looks like a circle.
Yeah, I mean, you can read J. Brown, New Heavens and New Earth, The Jewish Reception of Copernican Thought, Oxford University Press, and J. Middleton, The Ancient Universe and the Cosmic Temple, or you can read P. MacDonald, Paleo Philosophy, Archaic Ideas About Space and Time in the Ancient Near East, or you could read Boderweck and these other people,
We're
Theological Dictionary
of the
Old Testament. Yeah, you'll get it.
Ancient ideas of cosmology.
You'll get it from those sources.
We're talking about interpreting the Old Testament text.
Yeah.
So the point is, you can.
How do you know you have the correct interpretation?
Well, you're right. That's the point. Is I don't know. We're going to assume that either of us could be right. That's why I'm saying that wasn't even my main question. My main issue with you is you have a prompt that makes no sense whatsoever.
Evolution can't be a fact. Yeah, it can.
Evolution can't be a fact. It's a scientific theory, which
is
just
indicative
of your level of knowledge of science.
No, it's been proven. It's been proven empirically. That's what a scientific theory is.
When is evolution? When has macroevolution been proven?
Hundreds of times.
Where? What study has proven that you can evolve?
Genetics and the fossil record.
The fossil record proves macroevolution.
Yes, because the organisms of the past are completely different from the organisms of the present. But the way organisms come about, at least like through animals, is through slapping cloacas together, right? Through reproduction. So the process that creates organisms, we're focusing on animals because everybody likes animals better than plants and fungi. The process that makes them, cloaca smashing, over time started with a completely different set of organisms and now has the ones we see today. So the macroevolution thing is usually a non sequitur and a straw man, but we can, I can accept your language of macroevolution if you understand that it's simply a consequence of time. Small change accumulating over time does produce macro changes if you look at either end of the if you compare either ends of the spectrum.
They might produce macro changes, but are those macro changes complex biological systems?
Well, that's what organisms are, so yeah.
No, so what you're saying is absurd.
How dare you say that about me? I would never tell anybody that you're not a complex biological system.
You can't code for complex biology through genetic mutations. We know that. You're like on the fringe
But that's what genes literally are. So that can't be true.
What do you mean that's what genes literally are?
Genes are
what, mutations?
Genes are the information that codes or whatever for the structure and function of organisms. That's what flat out what DNA is.
If you have a single cell with, let's say, 5,000 base pairs of DNA, it reproduces with another cell, right? They have little baby cells. You're telling me that through mutating that DNA over time, you can get to an elephant.
Yeah, I see absolutely no reason why that wouldn't be possible.
Because you're talking about coding for complex systems by randomly throwing genetic material at a wall.
And non-random selection. Sure you can.
The selection is, there's no guidance behind that selection.
Yeah, there is.
What guidance is there?
You could say, like, there isn't an agent behind it, but when we put bacteria, you know, on the petri dish with the antibiotics on it, there's nothing that predetermines which ones are going to survive, but a tiny fraction of them do survive, and the tiny fraction that survive end up becoming the entire population. So that's just...
And most of their DNA is going to consist of non-mutated DNA. 97% of it. So only 3% of that DNA is going to be mutations. And most of those mutations are not going to be expressed. So you're talking about
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Okay. When you have a child and you pass down your genetic code to the child and your wife passes down her genetic code to the child.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
97% of those mutations that are going to be passed down, and only a small percentage of your total DNA is going to be mutations. Of those mutations, 97% of them are going to be detrimental, possibly fatal, or do nothing.
Yeah, that's
only
fine.
Only about 3% of them would be potentially positive. Now,
yeah, that's fine. There's no problem with that.
Okay, but we're not done yet, because out of that 3%, some of those are going to be recessive traits. They're not going to be expressed. So now you're talking about maybe 0.42, 0.5% of those mutations are going to be actually expressed as positive traits in the child.
Okay. Now do that process. Now do that.
Build pterodactyls over time.
Well, if it could, then there would be evidence of it in the genetic record. And that's exactly what the genetic record shows.
It does not show that. It does not show that mutations can build elephants.
Yes, it does, because we have nested. Yes, it does, because we have nested hierarchies of relatedness.
We can build models now. We can build a model right now that can show you we can do
Legos don't disprove evolution, Jacob.
We can do thousands of iterations a second, Peterson.
Jacob, stop
it. We don't have to wait millions of years. We can have a cell.
Thousands per second is nothing.
We can have a cell replicate at a rate that's far greater than what it would be in a prebiotic environment
How many bacteria do you think are on Earth? Because it's a lot more than millions.
It
matters by a huge amount, because if you're off by 10 or 11 orders of magnitude and your time scale is off by 5 or 6 orders of magnitude, then yeah, the thing you say can't happen. It's a very inappropriate diagnosis.
We can't even get a functional protein to form in a lab.
Yeah, we can.
No, we can't. We can't get functional proteins to form on their own in the lab. They need massive amounts of help. We can't. If you try to simulate a prebiotic world, you'll never get a functional protein to form, ever.
What does functional mean?
It means that the protein is not, it comes together in a 3D shape. It's in the right sequence. It's a
well, that's absolutely happened. I mean, for crying out loud, the Miller-Urey experiment did that.
Oh, that's not that they're using pre-synthesized. You'd have to go back.
No, they're
to
not.
That.
They're not used, they're just throwing in random amino acids in there.
But that's what I'm talking about. You're talking about a situation where there's no peptides. It's just free amino acids. So you have to form peptide chains so they spontaneously form in your prebiotic no-God world.
Peptide chains aren't something you create separately from amino acids. A peptide chain is...
Amino acids come together to form peptide chains. You're talking about free amino
acids.
That's
just what a protein is.
Okay, but you're talking about proteins forming in your world with no-God on their own, and then those proteins coming together to form living things. That don't happen.
Yeah, it does happen. We've done this. It's been done.
I've asked the same question to you and Dr. Blitz, and you can't answer my question. Show me a system in nature that's increasing in energy and decreasing in entropy with no living thing involved. And none of you can show me a single one.
Oh, Dr. Blitz's answer was lasers. We've been over this example so many times.
You've never given me an answer. You guys
just
won.
Yes, I have.
So what's the answer?
Earth. A hurricane.
The Earth is not an example of a system. You don't even know what I'm saying, right?
Yes,
now.
I do. If you
okay,
have,
what am I asking?
You're asking for an increase in order while entropy is increasing, and that absolutely happens. Literally every time a cloud forms.
What? No, I'm talking about, for example, before a bird builds a nest, before those sticks are put together by the bird to build the nest, those sticks are in existence in a state of high entropy. There's no order, right? When the bird comes along and takes the sticks and builds a nest, it's using energy. The system is increasing in energy and decreasing in entropy. Complexity is being built into the universe. Show me that process without the bird.
Yeah, on a local, sure. When a cloud forms.
That's what?
A cloud. A cloud is. Do you need me to tell you what a cloud is?
A cloud being formed by a massive overarching weather system
is a local decrease of entropy.
You don't even know what I'm saying.
Jacob, how is a pile of sticks coming together to form a nest not exactly analogous to a random assortment of water molecules?
Because the cloud in the
atmosphere
result of an existing
converging
system.
Into a structure.
That's not an increase in energy and a decrease of entropy at
yes,
the same
it is.
Time. That's what, no, it's not. You
yes,
don't even understand
yes,
what I'm
it
saying.
Yes, it is. It 100% is. A hurricane or a tornado or a cloud. Every one of those things
like
is an example of that. The formation of a crystal in
I just want everybody to know that
under
this
Earth's
guy is not
surface.
An academic. Planet Peterson is a fraud, folks. He's not an educated person.
I have 2 degrees.
Doesn't matter. Look, his prompt is anti-science. This guy
That's
is
not.
A cult member.
No.
He doesn't even understand what I'm saying.
You are part of a group of people that
money off
you are part of a group of people that believes
t-shirts.
That every week you eat flesh and drink blood, and you're calling me a cult
right.
member.
Yeah, right. That's what I believe.
You're a ritualistic cannibal, and you're calling
like you
me.
You know what the Bible says.
You're a ritualistic cannibal, and you're calling me a cult member.
A ritualistic cannibal.
Yes, this is my flesh. Eat it.
You have to be. The
this
biggest
is my blood.
Joke
drink
on
it.
You have to be the biggest joke on TikTok. Like you pose as an academic.
That would actually be an honor.
You pose as an academic. You pose as a scientifically minded dude, and you're not. You're just a joke. You're just a bully and a joke. You're a toxic dude.
Yeah, I disagree. But anyways, what does that have to do with whether or not evolution is true,
bro? The stuff you've said to people. Are you kidding me?
No, I don't know. I highly disagree.
People because you think that you can bully them academically, like intellectually, because
I don't view it as
you're
bullying.
Just a low quality human being.
Making jokes is
you're not is making a, jokes. You're talking to religious people.
You called me a pedophile once when you got pissed off because you were losing the conversation.
You're making
so
fun of them.
I've never done anything the equivalent of that to you.
Are you kidding me? You spend your whole time just making fun of people that you think you're smarter than.
Yeah, and you called me a pedophile
once. When you believe
once.
That you exist, you believe your ancestors
he's
are inanimate
listening.
Objects trying to make fun of other people?
That's unironically what you believe. You believe that
no,
we
I
were
believe,
mud.
No, I believe my ancestors are living beings.
No,
you
think that the first man was
out of a highly compressed ball.
No, you think the first man was created out of mud, and then a woman was created from a piece of his rib. That's literally mud to human.
But you don't have a problem with a ball of energy.
Yeah, because I don't believe in magic.
Spider monkeys over billions of years. What are you talking about magic? Your magic ball of energy God is magic. You, and that's not magic?
No, because every part of that, of what I believe, is describable through the laws of physics.
No, the laws of physics don't. Where do the laws of physics allow you to expand into elephants over time?
Well, the universe doesn't expand into elephants. You're skipping all the steps in between.
Oh, that's what happened, though. Planet, do you remember? That's the current.
That's like saying. That's like saying. Cosmology. How does buying a prom ticket create Jacob? The prom ticket didn't create Jacob. Your dad bought the prom ticket, and then he knocked up your mom, and then
all the energy.
So there's all that stuff in between that created you.
Was all the energy of the universe compressed into one point of time and space?
I wouldn't necessarily say it was a point.
Okay. Did whatever that was begin to expand?
Yeah, space expands.
And then later, spider monkeys and squirrels. Exactly. So you believe you're skipping all the
stuff
energy
in between. Did your dad go to prom?
You believe a ball of energy and a bunch of stuff in between expanded into spider monkeys and elephants. I think that's stupid. That's a stupid idea.
Did your dad go to prom?
Do you see what I'm saying?
Did your dad go to prom?
I hope not.
You hope not? Oh, okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Barely.
You're trying to make fun of other
people. I understand 100% of what you're saying. I don't understand why you're saying it.
What?
I understand everything you're saying. I've never been able to understand why you say it.
You have a prompt where you're saying evolution is a fact, which is
it is a fact. It's something that is known to be true.
So then it's your religion.
No, because the reasons we have are based on evidence, which is the opposite of what you do.
Science doesn't produce proofs. Okay, science produces what's called scientific theories.
Yeah, which are proven.
What that is?
Yeah, proven facts about the world.
They're not proven facts. No.
So you don't think that atoms exist?
For the love of the God you don't believe in, they're not proven facts.
Oh, you're false God. Do you believe in atoms or not?
There is a scientific theory which postulates that one of the fundamental building blocks of matter is the atom.
But you don't. Which consists of electrons. But you're not willing to say that atoms do exist.
It's a theory. It's a theory. You're not a scientist, bro. You're just trying to make money on TikTok.
Okay. So like,
that's why you say these stupid things. This is not a scientific prompt you have up. Mm-hmm. This is not going to turn into conversation. This is going to turn into you trying to make fun of people when you're probably, I just don't understand why you do this. You just make yourself look stupid.
I feel like I have to. So like when I drink Gatorade, like if I look at the label and it says calcium, potassium,
you're like not even an adult. You stuff have like that. Like
those are just make-believe ingredients in my Gatorade.
Someone get him his pacifier. I think it's nap time.
I actually, I could go for not a nap, but to go lay down. I do need to lay down pretty soon, I think. Are you there? Oh, I think he's leaving. Okay, well, every single conversation with Jacob ends in a rage quit. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.